In June, the ISIL terror group took over large swathes of northern Iraq. Since then, several towns have been liberated from the militants, thanks to the unwavering resistance of the Iraqi people. First of Yisrael Ahmad has visited Tal Shair, a newly liberated town in northern Iraq, and has talked to locals about life under the rule of the ISIL.
For months, they lived under the rule of the so-called Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. Back in August, ISIL ran over their town, Tal Shair, northwest of Mosul. The town was recently liberated by Kurdish Peshmerga, but is still seen of on-and-off clashes with the Takfiris. Press TV Kamar visited the town. The majority of the people here are Sunni Arabs, though the Kurds say securing Tal Shair was a must to preserve the beating heart of Iraqi Kurdistan, Erbil.
We as Kurdish Peshmerga are tasked with fending off ISIL's advance into Tal Shair. We are working hand in hand with the people here. The town is Arab, but there is no difference between Arab or Kurd or Sunni or Shia. We are all targets for ISIL.
A cautious calm looms over the town. Barely anyone around, we finally got a hold of some civilians who didn't mind speaking on camera. Many others had turned us down, fearing ISIL's retaliation. We asked them how life was under ISIL's rule.
They banned cigarettes. Women and young girls were forced to cover their faces. They cut us off fuel and food supplies. We had to chop wood and build a fire to cook and stay warm. Our children, you can see fear in their eyes. They would always ask us if ISIL was going to cut their heads off.
People here told us when ISIL cut Tal Shair off of food and fuel supplies, getting a hold of something as simple as a kilogram of tomatoes was almost impossible. Though that was not their main concern. ISIL could launch a counter-offensive to retake the newly liberated towns. However, the people here are glad they can finally get some peace, at least for now. Though the towns of Sultan Abdullah and Tal Shair have not yet been completely cleared out by the Kurdish troops, it is very evident that the people here have begun to feel reassured, as many of those who were displaced have already begun to come back home. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Tal Shair.